Hello and welcome to the I Don't Know episode of Nessie in the Corner. Today it's just going to be me. I know last week's was a very long one, and this week's may not be so long, but I'm going to be ranking the legends by myself, and then next time Javi comes on with us, he'll be ranking the legends with me too, just to see, you know, the difference between mine and yours. But sorry I didn't post this Wednesday. As you probably know, Season 9 came out on Tuesday of this week, I believe, which was 3 days ago, two or three days ago, depending how you count. But so I wanted to play a couple games of it. I wanted to get the full experience, just to be able to tell you guys, because one day to play Season 9 was just not enough. I needed maybe 2 or 3 days, which is what I had, so sorry I'm posting this late. But now you guys will just get all the more information. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see my latest post telling you guys that it won't be posting on Wednesday, which is what I posted on Wednesday. So, but you will see the picture is a picture of a red and gray scythe, and this is the Revenant heirloom, the leaked Revenant heirloom, which, it's very, very basic. There's no textures or anything yet, so that's just the basic concept, most likely. But, yeah, it looks pretty cool. Just go to my Instagram, check that out. I may go more in depth on that in a later episode. But, so first of all, the new legend, Valk. I believe she's classified as an assault legend. I actually haven't played her yet. I'm one level away from getting the necessary amount of legend tokens to get her. So yeah, I haven't played her yet, which is kind of sad, because I spent my legend tokens on like some Mastiff skin or something that I wanted from the item shop or whatever. I don't know. I honestly haven't been playing Apex that much recently. I've been playing a lot of Titanfall 2 and Minecraft recently. So yeah. So Valk, her passive ability is she has a jetpack that you can fly up, kind of like Horizons. It's like you don't rise up very quickly, and it does have a reserved amount of fuel, so you can't go up there forever. And I believe the fuel slowly recharges, but it's very slow. Her tactical is you can put like, it's almost like a mini what's it called? It's almost like a mini Bangalore ult. You can basically put down a 4x4 grid of tiny little, like, missiles that come down. It's very small. I'd say about maybe like 5 meter by 5 meter, 4x4 grid of missiles that will come down. You'll see them like being highlighted, and she'll shoot them from her back. She has like a backpack missile launcher. So yeah, I believe it has a very high cooldown, maybe like 30 seconds or something, so probably can't be used more than once or twice in a fight. Next, her ultimate launches her up in the air. Like, it's almost like the geyser on Mirage Voyage, something like that. So, it launches you up, and as you're gliding down, you actually have this, like, crypto kind of thing where it highlights all of the enemies that you can see, which is kind of cool. I believe she's classified as an assault or recon. Probably assault, honestly. But, yeah. We also... So, if you guys don't know, I just want to do a little bit of lore on Valk. And so, if you don't know this, Titanfall is a precursor to Apex. Apex is a sequel to Titanfall 2, kind of. Valk is the daughter of Viper. Viper worked for Blisk. Blisk worked for the IMC in Titanfall 2. The IMC were kind of like the bad guys, which is also who Bangalore worked for. There was a big war going on, the militia versus the IMC. You were Pilot Jack Cooper on the militia. And basically, at one point, you fight Viper, and you inevitably defeat him, eventually, and he is the father to Valk, so she does reference her father a lot, and he was an Apex Predator, which meant he was, like, Blisk, who was, like, the leader of that kind of the Apex Predators, made kind of like a group called the Apex Predators. And even in the end of Titanfall 2, he gives Pilot Jack Cooper a card that makes him an Apex Predator. So yeah, it's just a little bit of insight. And when there are clips, it's like when you become a Predator in Apex Legends, like when you finally get to like whatever you are, the legend that you have will give a special voice line. And Valk's voice line is, I believe it's something like, "Oh, well, I'm an Apex Predator, just like you, Dad." And it's honestly so sad. It makes me tear up. But it's cool, because Titanfall 2 is just an amazing game. I recommend you play if you haven't played it. It'll give you kind of a cool insight on Apex. There are lots of Nessies everywhere. Yeah, just like Apex. So I definitely recommend it. There are guns. Apex, lots of Apex guns are from Titanfall 2, which I have said before, like the Volt of a Massive, Longbow, Kraber, Triple Take. Actually, in Titanfall 2, it's a double take, but it doesn't really matter. We also have two new modes, permanent modes. There's Arena, which is a 3v3. So basically, they take either a section from the actual maps or they just make up their own. It's 3v3. You and two other teams versus you and another trio. And it is a first to three thing. So basically, in the first round, I believe you get 500 crafting medals. You can buy guns with those crafting medals. You can also buy your tactical and your ultimate and shield cells and heals and stuff like that. So basically, after you buy that, you can also upgrade your guns, like the kits. So, like, you start out with nothing and then you start with gray, blue, purple. I think you can go all the way up to gold. So basically, after that, you'll fight once with you'll get blue body shields. You'll fight once. Whoever wins that gets a point. You'll fight again, blue body shields again, and then after that you get purple body shields. And the first round you get 500, second round you get 750, third round 1,000, fourth round I believe it's 1,500, and I think it caps at 1,500. But you can also get up to 600 extra crafting medals from the can from like the crafting metal things around the map. You can get them from chests that are around the map that also give you heals. And you can get them from the amount of kills you get. The more kills you get, you'll get bonus. I believe it's 250 for every kill you get. You can revive knockdown teammates. You cannot respawn them. There are care packages around. And yeah, it's a pretty cool map. I haven't really played it. I don't enjoy it myself. It's kind of like Valorant or CSGO if you've ever played those two games. There's also private matches, which not a lot of people know about, honestly. So if you go into the game selection menu, you'll see like trios, duos, firing range, training, arenas, ranked. In the top right, you'll see like a little trophy icon. If you look at the top right of that menu, you'll see a little trophy icon. You click on that, it'll bring you into a window that says create or join match. What you'll do is you click on the thing where you tap or whatever you do on the thing where it says like enter your number. Enter any number you want. So like if you want to create a lobby, you enter a number, make sure to remember this number, write it down, text it yourself, do something with it. Write down this number, and then you can send it to your friends and tell them to put this number in themselves. Then you can all ready up and you'll all be entered into a private match, which is like you guys get an entire map to yourselves, all the normal loot, tridents, stuff like that, or tridents if you're on Olympus, and you'll get to fight. It's like a tournament style thing. And if you want to join, you will get the number from your friend or whoever you're trying to play with, and you'll put it in the same way and then hit create or join. It doesn't really matter. You cannot join the match if there's no one already in it. So yeah, well, that's just pretty cool. It's just a private match, usually used for tournaments. I find it pretty cool. I haven't used it yet, but it's a good add-on for people who want to practice on the real map. Maybe practice your rotations, your looting, your like whatever. All right, so I'm gonna be ranking the legends. So let's see how this goes. We're just gonna do. I'm just gonna do S through B. I know that may sound a little weird, but I don't want to have like a lot of variation, quite honestly. So I'm just gonna do S is good. A is like mediocre. No, let's do S through C. So S is good. S is like good. A is it's pretty good. It's a good choice. It's a good choice. A or B is like it's okay. You could do better. And C is a no. Like you can only play this person if you A really know how to play it, or B you're just really good at the game, or you have some weird team. Like make up like some weird composition of your team. So yeah, let's start with Watson. I'm gonna put Watson at a B because Watson fences are really good when you get to set up, but they are hard to place fast unless you're on PC. They're hard to. Sorry about that beeping, guys. I don't know what that was, but I got it done. All right, so anyway, Watson, her fences are hard to place or place down fast. They're easily breakable. All right, guys. Sorry again for the beeping. Someone's cooking in the house, and its smoke alarm's going off. So we're fine now. Anyway, Watson fences are hard to place down. Again, good that she can. Good if she can have time set up. Good for camping. I think her best composition, what character she best goes with, is Caustic. Watson fences with Caustic gas traps are a deadly thing. Caustic gas traps block the door. If they decide to get through that, boom, Watson fences. It stuns them. It breaks their, not breaks the shield, it's 50 damage to their shield, I think. And health. It does damage a shield and health, which is good. Her ultimate's kind of hard. It doesn't recharge your shields enough to where you're like, oh, I'm low on shields, toss down the Watson ultimate. No, it doesn't recharge fast enough to do that. So, she's definitely a, what did we put her at, C? Yeah, I think we put her at a B. B, S, A, B, C. So remember, there's only four ranks, so I put her at a B. So yeah, but it does good because she can deflect most of the legend's ultimate if she has her ultimate. Like, she can deflect Gibby's as a throwable, boom. Because if you don't know, it zaps projectiles out of the air. So anything that's like a throwable, boom, zapped right out of the air. So grenades, Gibby's ultimate, Bangalore's ultimate, Caustic's ultimate, Fuse's ultimate. I think it might be able to zap Crypto's drone. Actually, I don't know. Horizon's ultimate. Yeah, it's pretty good. So it can knock out most of the, no, I don't think it can do Crypto's drone, but it does knock out most of the, a good amount of the ultimates. Our next is Gibby. I'm gonna put him at an S, A tier. Well, it's hard. I'm gonna put him at an A tier. Because he's good for sniping, he's good for close range. Now that Watson doesn't have her shield, revive shield, he has a dome that you can revive in, which is good. His defensive bombardment isn't that great. It's okay. Because, like, if you toss down your ult and then bubble, it's pretty good. So I'm going to put him in A tier. There's not too much to say about him. He does have fortified, which is good, but he has the largest hitbox in the game, which is why I'm not going to put him in S. Our next is Loba. Loba's going at a B. Because her ultimate's good if you're in a pinch. Oh, by the way, I didn't say who Gibby's best with. Gibby is best with... that's really hard. I'm gonna put... Gibby is best with a lifeline. Probably. Because lifeline has her drone still, so... Gibby's best with the lifeline, maybe? Or maybe her horizon, because he has, like... arm shield. Anyway, Loba, B tier. Her tactical goes nowhere and it takes so long to recharge. That's an instant no. It's pretty much. Her passive, only good for stealing loot. Her ultimate, though. Her ultimate's really what gives her any usefulness at all. If you're in a pinch, like if you're hiding in a room and you need shield bats, ammo, anything, boom, just toss down her ultimate. You grab some stuff, you are the teammate, guards the door. They got stuff, you guard the door. Perfect. Every time. It's really good in a pinch. It's really good when you're just trying to, like, get, like, if you don't really want to have to loot an entire area, you just want to grab, like, some good stuff, get out, get in quick. You can also get the stuff out of the vault in King's Canyon. Pretty good, in my opinion. So, B, you can get, like, a shield bat, or maybe a nade. Enough ammo as you need, now they can get infinite ammo. And I don't know if this is yet to be true, but they're definitely planning on making her so she can grab her teammate's beacon, her respawn banner, with her ult, and they're making it so that she can open care packages with her ult, which I think is just a good idea. Next we have Horizon. I'm gonna put her at an A tier, because Horizon, she may have been an S tier last season, but she got some nerfs, so... I want to tell you guys a little bit of story. So I'm playing Horizon for fun because she's a fun character to play, or was a fun character to play. So I'm at Hammond Labs. We killed this one squad. We're playing trios, by the way. I'm a Horizon. I have an Octane teammate, and I think it was a Lifeline teammate. Not a very good team comp, but it was just randoms, which is fine. So anyway, I was getting kind of shot at, so I went up on the gravity lift to pop a battery, and so I got the battery off, but the thing is, her nerf makes it so that when you get to the top, you can't stay there forever. It flings you off after like 2 or 3 seconds. So what I was trying to do is I was trying to like nudge myself a little bit forward so I could shoot at this enemy squad who was shooting at me, and it literally yeeted me. I mean, it launched me directly into the middle of this trio. So I don't have my gravity lift. I have my freaking ult, but so I throw my ult down, try to escape. I get beamed by the three people because the gravity lift freaking threw me off. That was so annoying. So I'm gonna put her at an A now because she's still. You know what? I'm putting her at a B because of that. She's not very good anymore. And her although they did make so if you guys didn't know, when your enemies are close to the black hole, it highlights them, and they made that stronger. Which is good. So yeah, B. Revenant is an A tier. Definitely. So Revenant, or no, maybe he's, no, he's an S tier. We're putting Revenant as an S tier. He can be hard to play. You can block doors with the silencer, plus the silencer takes away the abilities for 15 seconds. That's devastating, honestly, to me. It's like, for someone who used to main caustic, who is completely reliable and has abilities. If you get silenced, you're pretty much useless at that point, unless you can run back into a place you've already camped out. His totem is really good for when you're trying to, always hide his totems. You put it out in the open, it's gonna get shot down, you're gonna go back right back to the totem, they'll beam you. The totem's good. One of my favorite compositions is you do Bloodhound, Octane, Revenant, and here's why. So you throw out an Octane jump pad close to where you want to rush. Then you do the Revenant totem, like behind a rock or something, kind of near the Octane jump pad. You all go into death protection. The Bloodhound uses his ultimate, and as you guys are all in death protection, you rush on the jump pad. The Bloodhound scans as you're on the jump pad. Boom, you have death protection, you have a quick way to rush in, and you know where everyone is. Easy, easy claps. And you can use silencer as you're jumping in with a jump pad. You get a good aerial shot to just boom, boom. You get two shots with your silencer. It's good to like maybe like hold down an area or something. So he's definitely S tier. Like I said, he goes best with Octane and Bloodhound. If I had to pick one, it'd be Bloodhound. Next is Octane. He's going at a B tier. So Octane doesn't do anything for the team. Good if you're trying to like carry someone, maybe if you're playing like with a newer friend, maybe someone who just started playing on Switch or something, which is what I mainly do with my friends that play on Switch. He's good because he has good movement. His particle trails are pretty good. So his particles when you're jumping and when you're stimming are pretty noticeable, but it's fine. So he's going into B tier. Doesn't really bring anything to the team. Goes best with maybe a Bloodhound. Good to rush in. Next is Mirage. He is a C tier. First C tier of the night. So Mirage doesn't bring anything to the team. People are too smart nowadays to fall for decoys. The only way to be able to like trick people is if you're A, playing with a bunch of bots. B, this is one of my favorite. So you pop your ult, you throw a decoy out, and you just run straight forward. I don't care where you're running into, you act like the decoy. You have to act like the decoy. There's no other way to pull that off. Plus, it's not that good, quite honestly. So C tier, best comp is Bangalore. Bangalore, you throw the smoke down, you pop your ult, people will be so confused. Like they'll be walking through your smoke, and all of a sudden, boom, there goes a mirage right by them. They don't know that it's a mirage. It goes by them so fast. So they'll start to shoot at it. You'll know, bleh. They'll shoot at the decoy. You'll know exactly where they are, and you can spray them. Okay, this one makes me a bit sad. Caustic. Okay, so for the sake of Caustic, I'm gonna rank him pre-nerf and right now. Right now, B. B. Or no. C, probably. Alright, sorry guys for all the pauses. There's a bunch of stuff I have to do. But anyway, Caustic. pre-buff in now. Pre-buff. S tier. Easily. So, his gas did 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. No, it was 5, 7, 9, 11, 12. So, S tier easily. He could block the door. His ultimate could just completely take over the final circle. He could block doors. You couldn't go through it. It just wasn't an option to go through Caustic S. He was amazing in tight spaces. Bunker was his home. And, honestly, post-buff, he's going at a B. Post-buff. Now. So, his damage isn't as good at all, actually. The max amount of damage you can do is 9. Because it starts at 5. No, it's actually, wait, so it starts at 5, and it adds 1 damage for every gas trap or ultimate you have. So, you throw it on your ultimate, that's 5. You can toss up to 6 gas traps, which is actually 11. So, the maximum amount of damage you can do is 11 damage per tick if you can trap them in 5 gas, it does 11 damage if you can trap them in all 6 gas traps, which is the maximum amount you can put. 6 gas traps and 1 ultimate, and you do 11 damage. You could do that with 1 gas trap back then. So rigged. The max damage you could do back then was 18 damage a tick. 5 ticks, you're pretty much dead. 1 tap, easy. So yeah. B tier, no. Best pair. Either Bangalore or Bloodhound. Bangalore, you pop the smoke, put the gas in it, it kind of blends in with each other. Really bad, because the smoke slows and blurs, and the caustic gas slows and blurs. You can't see anything, they can barely move, does damage. Bloodhound, you toss down the gas, and you can, like, scan to see people there. Boom. Next is Pathfinder. I'm gonna put him in an A. Great mobility. Very fun to play. He's actually the top picked for new players. And by new players, I mean players under level 25. Which is surprising. So, yeah. So, we're very fun to play. Can be played with new players and very experienced players. Can do cool stuff with grapple. Zipline offers great rotation capability. You can rotate instantly. One tip, when you're trying to get into a fight or rotate to a different side of a fight, do not, or how this, just, if you're trying to rotate with your zipline directly into a fight, do not put your zipline where everyone is. Put it kind of off to the side so that, like, you can land over there, maybe scope it out a bit, shoot at them, then you can rush. If you need to, you can go back to the zipline and zip away. Boom. Easy. And if you put it directly towards them, they will beam you off the zipline easy. No, there's no question about it, if they have any skill at all. And by the way, the Spitfire. We're moving the Spitfire up to an S tier, quite honestly. There's nothing else for it to be Spitfire. The Spitfire's an S tier because they said that it would, they would nerf it. But now they made the recoil lower, so go to the firing range, get a Spitfire, no attachments, grab some ammo, go to a training dummy, like, maybe, like, go from, like, a distance of, like, 10 to 15 meters, start shooting, you can beam them easily in, like, 7 bullets, or maybe 10. It's amazing now, it's S tier easily. I don't know why I said that's a gun, but, anyway, Pathfinder is an A. Next is Bloodhound. Bloodhound S tier, no question about it. So what we have for Bloodhound, his passive is good for, let's say you come up to, like, a death box, you can see how old it is, see if you could potentially find them. If it's over 60 seconds old, no chance. 30 seconds, maybe. If you find like a 10 second old dust box, you know they're still there, like healing up somewhere easily, or they're still looting. His scan is great. It has decent range. It reveals them. Reveals them to your enemy. It reveals them to your what's it called? To your teammates. It is pretty easy to spot what direction it came from, unless you just catch the edge of it. It's pretty good overall, and it has a 15-second cooldown and a 10-second cooldown when you have the golden helmet. So not too bad. His ultimate, which I like to call furry mode, because like he kind of looks like a furry when he goes. So it's called Eye of the Allfather. I believe you get 25 seconds, and it adds 3 seconds every time you get a knock. So you go, your vision becomes completely gray. Like everything goes grayscale except for enemies are colored red. It's pretty much just a digi threat. Your vision is now a digi threat, and your teammates are blue. You can scan every 4 seconds. I think it's 4 seconds. Well, you can scan 4 seconds, scan again four. Yeah, I think it's every 4 seconds, and it ups your movement speed by 30%. So it's good for running away. It's good for rushing. Best pair is Revenant because of the combo I said earlier. Rampart's going at a B. Probably a B for me. And by the way, this is just personal rating, how I would rate it. Not actual, like, this is how I think they're played. Now, if you're a Rampart main and you're really good with them, you could put an A and S. I don't care. From my standpoint, I don't play Rampart at all. I maybe played at least like 5 to 10 games with her. But honestly, I might move her down to a C. I'm gonna move her down to a C. Because honestly, when you're setting up her walls, they're very susceptible to get knocked down instantly. If you're having like a sniper battle, you have to be set up before the sniper battle, because they will not let you set up walls. Her turret's good for beaming. It's good through a wall, because if you don't know, when you shoot through like the screen that protects you, like through the blue side, it ups the damage by I think 3 or 4. So it's good if you use the turret, you can beam. Not because you can only rotate it like maybe like 190, 200 degrees. No, it's less than that. Maybe 160 because you can't rotate it. So C tier, right next to Mirage. Not very good. She can block doors, I guess, but not very good late game. She's good mid game, very good mid game. Maybe late game if you can somehow if you have like a Pathfinder on your team or some sort of survey beacon person on your team so you can figure out where Final Circle is. Then if you can set up. So yeah, you can also have up to 3 turrets. And also, I don't know if you guys knew this or not. If you get 2 Spitfires, put a gold mag on each of them. You can and you just get a ton of ammo. You can just start shooting one of the Spitfires, switch, start shooting the other Spitfire. By the time you're done shooting the second Spitfire, the first Spitfire will be reloaded. You switch from the second Spitfire back to the first Spitfire, start shooting, boom, second Spitfire is reloaded. So it's pretty much an infinite thing, but you can only do it with Rampart because her buff is you get 5 extra bullets in a. In any LMGs and LMGs and you reload faster, which doesn't really go with anything to that. But also I just remembered something. The Bow Check Bow is back or is out now. So I haven't played with it much yet. I'm gonna put I'm sorry, I'm all over the place today, but I'm gonna put that at C so far, right in the middle. Because we're remember on the last one we were S to F. So I'm gonna go to C Bow Check. It has good damage. The ammo is very rare. I never find arrows. Like I've only found them like once or twice. So ammo, this has a good fire rate. The shatter caps aren't very good, and the hunter's tempo not it doesn't really upgrade it that much. The iron sight's terrible. It's almost like it zooms you out. But anyway, see for Bochek. Back to what we were saying about talking about Rampart, weren't we? Well, we move on from Rampart to Bangalore. Bangalore is an A tier legend, and here's why. Her ultimate, great for driving someone out, or for keeping a barrier between, because no one's going to run straight into it, because it stuns you when it lands, it hurts you when it lands, and hurts you when it blows up. It's like a carpet bombing thing. Downside is very noticeable, extremely loud. Her smoke is great for covering your escape, toss inside a building. So you pop the smoke in a building, you can rush with the Bloodhound. The Bangalore Bloodhound is a good combo. You pop both your smokes, you can Bloodhound scan or go furry mode. Either way, it works well. So yeah, it just works well all around. Did you threat with the Bangalore smoke? Good. Her double time, which is when you get shot at, you move faster. I think it's 30% or 40%. It's very good because it's hard to hit a Bangalore, honestly. Plus, even if like you miss, it still goes faster. So like, it's kind of like the Wraith passive where like if you don't know Wraith, when you're getting aimed at, she'll like say something. It's like I'm spotted or something like that. So even if they don't hit you and you'll hear the shot, you'll still run past you, which you know means that someone's shooting at you. Next is Crypto. Crypto is an A tier legend. He's very underrated. His passive is garbage. That should just be built in, honestly. I talked about this last time. His passive is that your teammates can see what your drone sees, like, highlight enemies. That should just be built in, honestly. Like, Bloodhound has the same thing. Your teammates can see what your sonar sees, but it's not even his passive. His passive should be, and I said this, but I'm gonna repeat it again, off the grid. And here's why. Off the grid should be, he is invisible to all forms of sonar. Map room, Bloodhound scan, other crypto drones. When you get too close to the black hole, that, like, highlighting or whatever. Maybe Digithreat? Probably not Digithreat. Bloodhound scans. Not Bloodhound's thermosight when he goes into furry mode. Not that. So yeah, because, like, his whole thing is, like, staying low, not being seen, staying off the grid. Almost all of his voice lines are based around staying off the grid. So yeah, his drone is good for scouting. One of my favorite techniques is you put a drone, like you sneak your drone where your enemies are in a conspicuous place. You rush, start shooting, you EMP, because like, if your drone's out, you don't have to go into your drone to EMP, you can just do it from there. You just have to watch out that you're not in it, or else you'll get yourself. His ultimate is an EMP, pretty good. It's good for getting your Evo up, because if you can catch a full squad in there, boom, 150 to your Evo right away. That can upgrade your gray, halfway upgrade your blue, bring your purple down to 300. Well, no, because the purple is 750. Whatever, doesn't matter. And one of my favorite things is, I've pulled off some crazy stuff with him. So, when I'm playing with, like, my friend, we always somehow get trapped in the storm because he wants to loot a lot. And, we always end up getting gatekeeped. So what I do is I kind of send them out as bait, and I just tell them, just go rush, because they're not very good. I just tell them, just go rush the team. Doesn't really matter if you die or not. Your loot isn't that great. So, previous to that, I take all their good loot. Like, I ask them to give it to me. And not because I'm being mean, I'm saying, give me all your good loot, like their backpacks, knockdowns, and like bats and stuff. So I take that. I let them go and get, like, killed by the, squad that's gatekeeping us. I run around, and, like, to a different way in the storm, because usually it's, like, in first, second circle when you can afford to use some white meds up. And I use my drone. If you don't know, the drone can pick up banners within 200 meters. The drone can travel 200 meters from crypto. So as long as you're within 200 meters of your teammate's banner, you can pick it up. You can also respawn with a banner. You can also, what's it called? You can also, you can also use your surveillance beacon, or the survey beacons. And you can, so, you know those banners that, like, show who's the Apex champion or the kill leader is? If you go up to those with the drone, you ping them with the drone, or just look at the number on them, you should ping them. You'll hear Crypto say a voice line, there are blah 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 squads near us. So that means there are that many squads within I believe it's a 100 meter, I think it's 50 meter radius of the drone. So that's always good to know. It doesn't tell you where exactly they are, but it does tell you that they're in the vicinity. Alright, Lifeline. Lifeline is a B tier now, because her care package almost is worse. Now you get a guaranteed upgrade. If you have a purple, you get a gold. If you have gold, I don't know what you get. A purple body, by the way. So it's not just purple, like, syringe. So it's not just a purple body shield. Syringes, shield cells, like, Phoenix kit, like, the basic stuff. You actually have a guaranteed upgrade. But, like, let's say you have a gray body shield. You have a chance of getting a blue body shield. It's not the best anymore, but it's still cool. But now she has no, like, resing shield. So now when you res people, you can't, there's no more shield, but you can res two people at a time with your drone. So you can res two people while you're fighting, which means you can res up to three people, but you'll never need to do that unless both your teammates are knocked. You res them both with your drone, and then you use your gold knockdown. That's the only time that would happen. But, anyway. So, yeah. Her passive is that. Her healing drone, by the way, plus 60%. Speed. So now it went from 5 health per second to 8 health per second, which is way, way faster, by the way. If you, it doesn't sound like much, way, way faster. Wraith. Oh god, I'm gonna get some stuff for this. I'm gonna catch some crap for this, but she's a C tier in my mind, lowest tier there is right now, because she's very sweaty. And this is in my opinion, okay? This is how I play her, how I like her. I don't like her at all. Her phase, okay, you can't get that far with it. Her portal's good for rotate, not good for rotating. What is it good for? It's good for getting your down teammates back to you, I guess. But there's, wraiths are always so sweaty, I feel like. Quite honestly, it's, wraith's not my person. Her passive is good when they're aiming at you, but quite honestly, not my kind of person. So now that we've ranked everyone, I'm just gonna go over a recap. In S tier, there's Revenant, Caustic, which is before the nerf, and Bloodhound. In A tier, we have Gibraltar, Pathfinder, Bangalore, and Crypto. B tier, we have Watson, Loba, Horizon, Octane, Caustic right now, Lifeline, and, yeah. In C tier, we have Mirage, Rampart, and Wraith. Yeah, Mirage and Rampart makes sense. Wraith, not to the normal person, but to me it does. Also, we have some, news. A popular Apex streamer named Water Got Him. He actually was one of my favorite channels, because he does, like, these, like, almost daily news things on the updates. And that's actually how I get most of the news to, tell you guys. I'm the messenger, kind of. I also get stuff from other sources, but, he was recently found playing with hackers and doing what's called DDoSing, DDoSing, DDoSing. It's basically this thing where you sever their connection to the servers, and so what happens is they disconnect and they don't reconnect, but you disconnect and then reconnect to the same game. So you were there, you can move around, it's like a normal game, except every single person in that match is frozen. They just stand there, like, and you can still down them and stuff. So you can just freeze everyone. You can also move them, so like you can like concentrate them into a like one area, so you just kill them all really fast. You get like 20k badge instantly, 4k damage badge instantly. You do whatever you want, really. And it's very, very annoying when this happens. So he is banned from Apex temporarily, but, I'm kind of sad, because you might not know him, but he is one of my, was, I don't like him anymore, was one of my favorite, and he played on PS4, which is, if you don't know, the console that I play on, mainly. Yeah, let me think of anything else we have. The Bowcheck Bow, we talked about that, the new class of Marksman, so, there's a new class, not ammo type, but class, Marksman. It includes the G7 Scout, the Triple Take, the 30-30 Repeater, the Bowcheck Bow, and I believe that's it. There might be more, but I believe that's it. So there's just a new thing, and The Peacekeeper is no longer in the care package anymore. It's no longer an heirloom weapon. It's now on the ground. And guess what's going in? The triple take. I think the Spitfire should go in for the Prowler, but whatever. The triple take's in the care package. You can no longer find it on the ground. It's only as an heirloom weapon. Honestly, I remember when the Peacekeeper went into the care package. I also remember... I actually remember when all of those went into the care package. The Kraber, Peacekeeper, and Prowler. I remember when the Mastiff and the L-Star were in the care package. Bro, I must be old or something. I remember. That was a long time ago. So, yeah, that's pretty much all the news. New heirloom weapons. Kind of cool. So, yeah, I guess I will... See you guys next time. And I am trying to make, like, longer episodes because the other ones were, like, 20 minutes. This one's 40 minutes. Last one was 50 minutes. So, yeah. It's been nice talking. And, sorry for all the pauses. Kind of problematic night. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.